Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry no
more? Hello, it is Thursday, March 6, 2025, and here are readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 33, verses 12 through 22, Ezra chapter 8, verses 1 through 20, and Romans chapter 1, verses 13 through 25. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 33, 12 through 22. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where He sits enthroned, He looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love, that He may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in Him, because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Ezra chapter 8, verses 1 through 20. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia in the reign of Xerxes the king, of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom, of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel, of the sons of David, Hattush, of the sons of Shenachani, who was the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, and whom were registered 150 men, of the sons of Pahak Moab, Eliahonai, the son of Zeruiah, and with him 200 men, of the sons of Zatu, Shinkanai, the son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 men, of the sons of Adin, Ebed, the son of Jotham, and with him 50 men, of the sons of Elam, Jeshaiah, the son of Athali, and with him 70 men, of the sons of Shephatai, Zebadiah, of the son of Michael, and with him 80 men, of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men, of the sons of Bani, Shelemith, the son of Joshaphani, and with him 160 men, of the sons of Babai, Zechariah, the son of Babai, and with him 28 men, of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 men, of the sons of Danakam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jehuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 men, of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zakur, and with them 70 men. I gathered them to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we camped 3 days. As I reviewed the people and the priest, I found there none of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eleazar, Arel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, leading men, and for Jorib and Elnathan, who were men of insight, and sent them to Iddo, the leading man at the place Chasphia, telling them what to say to Iddo and his brothers and the temple servants at the place Chasphia, namely, to send us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God on us, they brought us a man of discretion, of the sons of Mahali, the son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and kinsmen, 18, also Hashabiah, and with him Jeshaiah, of the sons of Merari, with his kinsmen and their sons, 20, besides 220 of the temple servants whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites. These were all mentioned by name. Romans chapter 1, verses 13 through 25. I do not want you to become unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
The cross, my soul, remember this, what love.